are on chapter 5, Our Heavenly Acre. Okay, Our Heavenly Acre. I'm going to save, if I can, I hope you have read not only through some of the book or the chapter, but have taken time in the scriptures, especially Revelation 21 and 22. The book of Revelation, you have these glimpses. There's a lot we don't know about heaven, but there is a great deal revealed to us as well. And you have chapter 4, 5, and 6. You have those glimpses into heaven. Revelation 21 and 22 have that. We're going to talk about, and we've been discussing about our real citizenship, our real home. It is there. And so we want to think through that a bit. We're just going to start in the discussion questions. I think we'll just work our way down through those. What are the four most important things that define home to you? Okay, the four most important things. This is page, I guess I should give you that, 185. Give me four things you listed. Maybe you have more. I found it hard to... Okay, four. Only four, all right. Four most important things that define home to you. Okay. Okay, love, comfort, family, love. That is there, you know, and all our homes are different. Even in broken homes, there still is love. There can be love there. And that's just a special place. A comfort. What do you mean by that? It's comforting to be there? Or you find comfort there? Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Someone else. Jerry. Safety. I've got that listed here. Safety. It's a safe place, isn't it? Yeah. You don't have to answer this question, you guys. How many of you locked your homes when you left today? A couple. How many didn't? We're in a UP. We're in a UP, right? And there's still things that happen here. We're not saying that. It's a really, really cool place to be. It really is. Yeah. Yeah. And we're talking about things that, four most important things that define home for you. And the thought is toward heaven. Heaven will be all of that and so much more. Our heavenly home. Who else? Familiarity. Yeah. Privacy. Yeah. It's kind of a, you know, your own, you can tuck away there. Yeah. So sort of it can be like an oasis, you know, serenity. Yeah. Yeah, four most important things that define home to you. Okay, let's move, just because of time, let's move on to question number two. What are some of your best memories of home, and why do you think they're so important to you? Some of your best memories of home, why do you think they're so important to you? Okay, at Thanksgiving time. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So it has more of that bent toward God, toward Thanksgiving. Yeah, I can see that. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Some of your best memories of home, why do you think they are so important to you? Someone else. Come on, guys. Jump in here. Marshall. Although those days may have been few, but when they did happen, we just rejoiced. No, it doesn't. Yeah. Yeah. Good things. Yeah, very special indeed. Anyone else? Special times there. Some of your best memories of home, why do you think they are so important to you? What was that? Yeah, Christmas Eve. That'll bring a smile on anybody's face, right? And I never get a clear answer as to, is that stuff really any good? You know, does it... You got to be a Swede. Oh, that is so good. Great memories, huh? Yeah, right. Lucas. Yeah. Where is that fish from? I've never heard of it. I mean, until I got the UP. Where's it from? And how did that tradition start? We probably don't have it. I'm asking too many questions. Skin. So out of the 47, we don't know why it started. Who knows? Yeah. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Has anyone ever seen that? We changed that song at our house. At least I did. Chipmunks roasting on an open fire. We actually haven't done that. I'll just let you know that we haven't done that. Okay. Yeah. Just being together, right, as a family, and those holidays, those special times are really, really something. I think of... you know, of there's just so much here, so broad, but friends. For Becky and I, it's so, we just get a kick out of having people in our home and friends there, and so many good memories. Spiritual discussions, you know, those are, we can look back on those and they're just sweet. So, just so many things. Okay. How has your home changed over the years in both negative and positive ways? Negative and positive ways, your home. Isn't it the home itself? It's deteriorating, but Christian growth. Yeah. You've got a negative there. You never own a home. It owns you. It is constant upkeep, but your home has been turned upside down a bit by the Lord. Don't praise God. Growth. Wow. That's fantastic. How many of you could say this, empty nesters? There's a positive and a negative there, right? You know, there's both. There's just so many things, right? What else would you see with how it's changed over the years in both negative and positive ways? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. Yeah, and I'm not sure even if Joan said this, well, are they talking about the home itself or are they talking about, you know, family? And I'm not sure. But if you think about family, one of the aspects of living on this side of heaven is we say a lot of goodbyes. You know, my grandparents are no longer with us, and on it goes, right? And that part is hard. With the great hope that we have in front of us, it's still really hard. And so that, you know, that's always under constant change. The church itself is always changing and so forth. But, okay, so what does this tell us about the nature of our earthly homes? Yeah, they're earthly, right? It's fleeting. Yeah. Yeah. You gotta. Right. Anyone want to add anything else to that third question? Yeah, the only thing I would, you know, just, yeah, with the home too, incredible moments of incredible joy, just incredible joy to know the Lord, to be in that setting. Those are precious days. They're fleeting, they're precious. And when we get to heaven, it's no longer fleeting. You know, it's going to be amazing. Okay, I think this is worth. I don't know how much. Let's go to question number six. Question number four is really good. Because of time, I just don't know how much we can do here. But let's go to. I'd like us to read Revelation 21 and 22. Not all of 22, but 21 and 22. And so let's just go there, and I'll tell you what. We'll just kind of jump in and read. Take like four or five verses. Someone read it aloud. Someone else, four or five verses. We'll run right through here. But we'll go with Revelation 21, and I'll stop you in 22. It's partway through there. And then chapter 22 through verse 7. Someone read that. Amen. Amen. Amazing glimpse into heaven. Okay, the question is, and I don't know how you bring it down to this, but with that thought, what when you read about the New Jerusalem, what part of the description stands out most to you and why? Okay, what you've read is really what this will be heaven. And what part of this stands out to you most? And why? So. Verse 23. Yeah. Yeah. Its lamp is the Lamb. Its lamp is the Lamb. So Christ is God Himself, but Christ as well is going to light up heaven, the Lamb. Can't overemphasize the greatness of our Lord. Someone else. We don't have much time, but someone else. What jumps out to you there? Yeah. The river. Yeah, I've wondered, is it going to have fish? Is it going to be, you know, are we, what's, you know, but yeah, I love rivers. Give me an ocean, give me a lake. No, give me a river. Give me a river. Yeah. Someone else. Give you a couple of things here from verses 3 and 4 of chapter 22. There's so much, you know, there's no death, no dying, no pain. But verses 3 and 4 there in chapter 22, there will no longer be any curse. No longer any curse. And then verse 4, they will, speaking of his bondservants, they will see his face they will see His face. That is beyond significant. Anyone else here? Amen. No, it gets way out there. And the emphasis of the book, it's the revelation. The revelation of who? Of Jesus Christ. In, you know, the book of Revelation, we just see Him in a magnificent way. And it reveals to us that we will see Him and how significant He is, as much as we can grasp it. So, yeah, to see Jesus. And Paul says in 2 Timothy 4, about the, you know, about his reward and so forth, and he said, "I'll see the Lord." And he said, "Not only I, but all those who love His appearing will see Him." I'm looking forward to seeing the Lord. That will, you know, I love this. It's such a great fellowship with believers, isn't it? And you haven't seen someone in a while, and you just can't wait to see him. Maybe you haven't seen someone in a year. I can't wait to see him. But to think about the meeting one day of seeing Jesus, now that's that's better than a Georgia peach. Let's pray. Loving Father, how wonderful that You have given us a glimpse of what our home really is. And thank You for laying that before us. Thank You for the hope that that brings. I pray that it will transfer into these moments of incredible joy and courage and urgency to share with others this great hope we have. Bless this next service to come in a special way in Jesus' name. Amen.